2-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep to center field, Buxton going back, looking up, goodbye baseball! Magic here at the corner of Edgar and Dave, Mike Zunino with a walk-off, two out, two-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning, his second home run of the night, and the Mariners come from behind, and they win it. 6-5 over the Minnesota Twins, and Zunino is getting mobbed at home plate.
I seriously thought about having a podcast where I just said no words at all. I just put that on a loop, and you could just enjoy it over and over and over and over and over and over again. I guess you could just keep playing that part over and not listen to the rest, but wow, what a night. As the Mariners pull off the victory against the Minnesota Twins, they've taken the series. They've won 9 of their past 10 ball games. Now 500 on the season, 30-30, 19-10 at Safeco Field. And last night was incredible. We're going to roll through the highlights in a second. It was a big day for the Mariners. Jean Segura, earlier in the day, locked up to a 5-year contract extension. We're going to hear from him. Jerry DePoto is going to talk about that as well. So a monster day where the Mariners lock up their shortstop and they win another ball game, and they win it in just incredible fashion. Mariners and Twins going at it in game 2 of the series. Twins take a 1-0 lead in the third inning. But how about this? I mean, think about this for a moment. Mariners went a long time without a home run from a catcher this season. May 23rd was the first time a Mariners catcher hit a home run this season. So nearly 2 months of the season before Mariners get a home run from their catcher. And then they get one from Mike Zunino to tie up the score.
The pitch coming, swinging a high, towering fly ball left field, absolutely hammered, and it hits right beneath the facade of the second deck and falls down to the bullpen. Baseball crushed Mike Zunino, his third of the season, and this game is all tied and won.
And then the very next batter. Yeah, granted, he was the DH in this one, but still, the other catcher going yard, back-to-back.
Mejia kicks, fires home. Swing, this is clobbered. Crushed left field, upper deck, here we come, gone! To back jacks in serious fashion. And the Mariners have taken a 2-1 lead.
So 2-1 lead going into the fifth. Gallardo on the hill, and he ran into his tough inning, which has happened from time to time. A 4-spot in the fifth. Sano absolutely blasted a ball. 3-run job to give the Twins a 5-2 lead. But slowly the Mariners begin to crawl back. They get one in the fifth. Tyler Smith, his first major league RBI. He gets a sack fly in the fifth inning. Again, in the sixth, Kyle Seager crushes.
Swing, pummeled right field. No doubt about it. It's off the ribbon board. Kyle Seager's 7th. Absolutely hammered. Mariners are within a run.
It was a weird night. At that point, the Mariners had 3 hits, but they were all hit a mile. 3 solo home runs. So the Mariners at that point have cut it to a 1-run game. It is 5-4. Zeros on the board going into the ninth inning. 2 outs, nobody on. Mariners trailing by 1. Ben Gamel picks up a base hit. Just squirts one through the middle. The first hit outside of a home run in the ball game for the Mariners. And that would bring up Mike Zunino. And Zunino would end it.
2-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball, deep to center field, Buxton going back, looking up, goodbye baseball! Magic here at the corner of Edgar and Dave, Mike Zunino with a walk-off, two out, two-run home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning, his second home run of the night, and the Mariners come from behind, and they win it. 6-5 over the Minnesota Twins, and Zunino is getting mobbed at home plate.
Mariners make it happen. They get it done. Mike Zunino in thrilling fashion. The Mariners have won 5 in a row, 9 of their last 10. 19-10 at home, 500 now in second place in the West, 2.5 back in the wild card. It's just no matter how you slice the numbers, it is all good right now for the Mariners as they continue to roll. And how about Mike Zunino in the month of June, batting .444. He's 8-for-18. He's bashed 3 homers. He's got 13 RBIs. He's got the most RBIs in the American League this month. In fact, he's got more RBIs than the Tampa Bay Rays entire team this month. That's what Mike Zunino right now is doing at the plate. And here's what Mike Zunino said after the game with Shannon Dreyer.
Mike, not one Gatorade shower, but Szymczynski made sure he got you a second time. I'm sure it was all worth it.
Yeah, I've been beat up the last couple days, so I guess I'll count that as my ice bath for the night. But, I mean, just nice to be in that spot right there. Had great start today from Gallardo. Guys grinded at bats, and our bullpen did a great job of keeping Minnesota right there.
What do you tell yourself walking up to the plate in that situation?
I knew he had a good sinker, so I just needed to get it up. I know he liked to stay away from guys. I saw a pretty good pitch on 2-1 for a strike, and I knew I wanted to bring it a little bit closer to me. I just got a good pitch to hit.
You put it over there. You kind of went the other way with that one.
That's been the goal for the past, month or so. So I made some changes that allowed me to do that. And that's been the focus going into every at-bat. So to be able to get a pitch out there and drive it that way is nice.
Lastly, you guys have been winning quite a bit, but to keep the streak alive in that fashion, what does that mean to you?
It's huge. You know, we know we got some guys coming back from injuries right around the corner. So if we can keep this thing going and get some wins under our belt, it's going to be nice for us. And we had that opportunity to do it tonight, and it's nice to come back and win that game.
Great to see you tonight. Thank you, Mike.
And the skipper, of course, thrilled, and why not, as the Mariners get the win.
Yeah, great effort by our guys all night. Just didn't quit, kept battling. I thought the pitching, I thought Gardo threw the ball really well tonight. He ran into the stumbling block, gets 2 quick outs in the fifth, fell behind the 9-hole hitter. He hits a double, the walk to Dozier, and it kind of got caught in the netting there. And it's happened to him a few times, this year. And made the mistake to Sano. So other than that, I thought Gardo threw the ball about as good as he has in, 3 or 4 weeks. He was on top of his game. He just had that one pocket. Fortunately, we were able to overcome it. We got a huge night for him. Zunino, obviously, but Ruiz chipping in with the home run was great. Seager picking up the home run later to give us in one. Bullpen did a nice job. Really a team effort, but, to hang in there and really excited for Mike Zunino. Everybody, knows the ability he has, but to try to see him get the performance. And that's ultimately, he's worked his tail off. He has bought in to kind of the new swings mechanics, and he should because he's getting great results right now.
How about that? What's different about Mike in that at-bat as, say, if he had that at the beginning of the season?
Well, I think he hit a pitch he probably wouldn't have hit in the beginning of the season. I think the most exciting thing for me is the swing he took. He wasn't trying to pull the ball out of the ballpark. He just put a good swing on it. And he's very strong, very gifted, a lot of power. It just got to make good contact. And funny, he's sitting there, he walks at the plate, and Edgar says to me, he goes, "This is a good matchup. This guy throws a good sinker, and that's what Z hits." And lo and behold, 3 pitches later, we're walking away. So awesome night by our guys to hang in there. And, without Cruz in the lineup, everybody chipping in again.
How about Gamble before that, too, to kind of keep things alive?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's what you got to do, just kind of keep the line moving, give it opportunity to the next guy. And, Z got in a good count and took care of it. But, everybody contributed. And throughout the last 10 games we played, that's what it's been. It's been a bullpen guy. It's been starters. It's been big hits. It's been home runs. And that's what it takes to put a streak together.
Chooch and DH.
I wish I could take all the credit for that. No, Chooch hasn't played in a while, but Chooch, historically has been very good against left-handed pitching. With Cruz out today, the bench guys and moving, trying to get as many right-handed bats as we could in there. It's not ideal. You play both your catchers and you look up and they both hit home runs. So great night. That's what it takes. And no doubt, everybody feeling good about where they're at on the ball club, knowing their role. And just trying to help their teammates out, help the group come together, and that's what we got right now.
Getting back to .500, that a big deal for you guys at this point in the season? Or?
We're playing good ball, and I think that's the big thing, is playing up to your capability. And we certainly weren't doing that early in the season. We had the horrible stretch. We couldn't score any runs. And it's just nice to come to the ballpark. Guys have a smile on their face. They can't wait to get the game going because they know it's some way we're going to be in a competitive ball game and find a way to win it.
You left Gallardo out there for the sixth and seventh. Obviously, you said you thought he had his best stuff of the year. Was that part of why you left him out there, to see him fight through that?
I thought he was throwing the ball well. He had pitches to work with. You know, we went to the bullpen early last night. You know, when Pax kind of got his pitch count up. So, you know, pitch counts and going all this, you have to watch the game and see how the pitchers react and how the hitters react to his stuff. I still thought he had good stuff, and was glad to see him get through seven.
You talked about Mike's stance and all the things he's done, but it seems like he's kind of got a bounce in his step back. And how much has that meant?
He believes, you know, it's hard when you're struggling and you look up on the board and the numbers are what they are. They don't lie. And you get down, it's easy to get down on yourself, and it's, you know, try to fake it. Some days you have to come in with a smile on your face, but at the end of the day, you know, that's the numbers. And just, it's nice to see a young player. And I know he's been around here a while. In my mind, he's still a young player, and he's just starting to come into his own. And, you know, he's in a really good spot right now, and good for us. I mean, again, I talked about this earlier, kind of an organizational plan put together, everybody buying in, but ultimately it's on the player. It's his career, and he has bought in, and he understands, and he's been able to make adjustments. You know, last night he strikes out three times, and I asked him today, and he knew right away what he was going to go to. I got a little quick. I got to slow my leg kick down. Here's what, my timing's going to be fine. I'm going to be okay. Just getting that response back versus the wide eyes, I don't know, much, much different player right now.
How do you sum up the day? I mean, and the day starts with you lock up a player that you really, really like. You look at the press conference and half the team is in there watching him and being a part of that, and then this win and what you saw tonight.
I thought Gene Segura, you know, put it well in the press conference today. He talked about, you know, he feels like he's home here, and what you're trying to create is a family atmosphere when guys are playing for something bigger than themselves. And I think we have that atmosphere in our group right now. That's what it's going to take. That's what all good teams have. And guys want to come to the ballpark. They want to hang out together. They want to give each other a hard time. And they hold each other accountable. So that family atmosphere is what we're trying to create here. Obviously very happy for Gene Segura today. Happy for Mike Zunino. Guys are in a good spot.
So in a game where they only pick up five hits, two of them Mike Zunino home runs, one of them a Kyle Seager blast, and the other Carlos Ruiz going deep. Four homers out of the five hits. And that was enough to make it happen for the Mariners. 6-5, they get the win. And now they'll try and break out the brooms tonight, taking on the Twins in Game 3 of the series. 7:10 first pitch. Christian Bergman will get the call for the Mariners in Game 3 of the series. And you take out the start against the Nationals. He has pitched very well for the Mariners, and he'll try and continue in Game 3 of this series as the Mariners go for the sweep. By the way, they did this all, too, without Nelson Cruz in the lineup, who's banged up. Of course, we know Segura's on the disabled list as well. Good news there. We'll hear from him in a few minutes about that coming up. And the Mariners still find a way to make it happen. They're going to face Kyle Gibson tonight. Overall numbers, not overwhelming. 2-4 with a 7.23 ERA this year. A 1.89 whip. He has been knocked around this season. He doesn't strike many out, just 31 and 42 and a third innings. He has walked 23 on the season, and he's coughed up seven long balls. Opponents batting 324 against him. And with the way the Mariners' offense is rolling, with the way they've hit at Safeco Field, this looks like a very pleasant matchup. Although, his last two starts, he's pitched much better. In Anaheim, his last time out, the 2nd of June, gave up 2 earned in 5 2/3 innings, punched out 6, which is a season high. Time before that, against Tampa Bay at home, went 5 1/3, gave up 2 earned runs. He did walk 4, and he struck out 4. But he has struggled with his control, and he's been knocked around. He hasn't given up a home run in his last couple of starts, but the Mariners have an opportunity to try and get a sweep and put up some big numbers against Gibson and then send Minnesota on their way out of town. They'll hook up with Minnesota again after this homestand ends. The Blue Jays come in for 3. We'll talk about that in the podcast tomorrow. And then back out onto the road to take on the Minnesota Twins. So the Mariners get the win, a dramatic win, and now they'll look to break out the brooms, try and get that sweep against Minnesota. Now, yesterday, not only a huge day for the win, but a huge day because of what happened before the ball game.
Thank you all for coming. I appreciate the time. I know this is short notice, but obviously the news precedes our sitting down. We're here to announce a 5-year contract extension with an option for a 6th year for Gene Segura on cue. and a well-deserved extension. Gene, over the course of the last season and a half since the start of the 2016 season with the Diamondbacks, has been among the best hitters in baseball. He ranks fifth in all of baseball in batting average, among the league leaders in hits and times on base and just overall offensive damage done. He's been a phenomenal offensive player. I think he made a decided change to his physical approach in the batter's box, and it's turned out to be a career changer for him. A well-deserved reward for a lot of effort put into doing the right things. And as Scott and I have talked about many times since Gene's been here, he's a hit collector. He just goes out, and whether it's a good pitch or a bad pitch, he finds a way to put a barrel on it, and he gets a hit. He's got the legs to hit, he's got the eyes to hit, and he's got the hands to hit. And he plays a heck of a shortstop, too. And as we now know, throwing runs in the family. Gene's got all the tools to be a star-level player. He's been that for the last year and a half, and we are thrilled here with the Mariners to make him a part of our family for the next 5 and potentially 6 years. And to join a core of players, not the least of which, you know, in joining Gene, Robinson, Cano, Nelson Cruz here for the next 2, guys like Mitch Haniger and Ben Gamel, Mike Zunino, guys in the room, Taylor Motter. It's important that you guys here grow together and the core of this club stays together for a number of years. We have talked repeatedly over the course of the last 2 years, a year and a half since I've been here, about the core group that's here and our belief that this isn't a short window of opportunity to compete. And this is another example of how we wanted to express that. We believe in this team, we believe in these players, and we believe in Gene Segura as our leadoff hitter and our shortstop for the foreseeable future. With that, Gene Segura.
I know, first of all, I just want to say thank you, to Jerry, to the entire Mariners organization, my teammates, Joe, the ownership, everybody in the front office, my agent, Ness, you know, Scotty, my teammates too, my beautiful family, and, you know, and thanks to all the fans that, you know, come to support us in every game, you know, here in Seattle. I think for me, it's a good opportunity to be here a long time, you know, for my last 6 year. Hopefully, you know, be here for more than that. The time's gonna come, but, you know, right now I feel thankful, and because I just wanna be a Mariner for my last 6 years, and, you know, what else I can do? I got my beautiful family. I got great teammates, great people behind me. Jerry, he was known for, to me for a long time when I was with the Angels. You know, he got that trade, damage the Brewer. Now he bring me here, so, you know, it is what it is, but now it's time. It's time to move the move on, and dude, that's my best gift that I ever received in my life right now, because it's all about my family. Now I have a hand to take care of it, and my little boy, I got another one in the way. And, you know, now I can go to the baseball field and not think too much how it's going to be tomorrow for my boys and my family.
And here's kind of a couple of questions thrown at Gene Segura and also Jerry DePoto as they answer a few questions at the press conference yesterday. And listen for the entertaining story at the end. It's pretty good from Jerry DePoto. Here it is.
You kind of walk through when you decided you wanted to do this and the process leading up to it.
Actually, the day we acquired Gene, this was already on our mind, and just wanted to see how he transitioned onto our club, into our stadium, into the American League. As you might have noticed, it went pretty well. I think as good as his 2016 season was in Arizona, you could argue that to this point, through 45 or however many games Gene's been active, he's been just as good or better in 2017, which is kind of remarkable because he was that good last year. Last year on a team that did not fare well in the standings, to place 13th in the NL MVP vote is pretty notable achievement. And I think to be able to up the ante on that performance is pretty noteworthy. I contacted Nez. It's been a while now. I mean, this has been in the works for something going on 2 months, month and a half, 2 months. And Nez did a great deal of work and as always has been great to work with through this process. Gene had a pretty good idea of what he wanted in order to make this all work. And we had a pretty good idea that we wanted him to stay for a long time.
You've only been here 2 months. What convinced you that this was the right place?
I mean, it convinced me how I feel as a player. You know, like I said, first of all, I got some great guys behind me here. You know, like Roby, Nelly, you know, a lot of people here that take care of me. And even in the coaching staff, front office, everybody, I feel like this is home for me. And, you know, as a player, you choose where you feel comfortable. You feel like a home for you. It doesn't matter, you know, how much money you're going to take. It's all about how you're going to feel.
Jerry traded you once. You've been traded a few times. How important was the no-trade clause in all of this?
it's huge. Now I'm gonna spend a lot of time with the guy that was, you know, helped me in my last 2 years. Everybody knows Roby. He helped me as a player, as a person. You know, I can't pay him what he been doing to me, to my family. And it was like angels. It was like angels curls, you know, and to my life. I mean, this guy, I appreciated what he been doing to me. And that was awesome.
Reservations on that? A no trade clause is something that's not typical as often these days in contracts.
It's not as typical. First, I feel like in this case, because of the amount of times that Gene has moved, it was an important, I didn't think it was an unreasonable ask, because of how many times he's been asked to move and the adjustments that he's made and the different cities that he's gone to. And if you think about the dynamic of moving from the hitter's paradise in Phoenix to where we play here at Safeco, the fact that he did it so seamlessly is remarkable. And the fact that he wants to be here and he wants to play for the Mariners, and we're buying a six-year stretch of Gene's career that will span from, well, including this year, his age 27 to potentially his age 33 season. It's a good buy for the Mariners. And we trust the player, we trust his ability, we trust his work ethic, and I trust the fact that he wants his hits. And I guess in going back to that last question, in some way, this was probably diabolically in the back of my mind in 2012 when I traded him last time. And I guess this would be the contract add-on. Once you've traded a player once, you might get tacked on the second time to not do it again. So we're thrilled to have him and really couldn't be happier. And I do think that with the combination of age, quality of player, fit on our team and in our ballpark, and understanding Gene's background and how much the comfort of understanding where he's going to play for the next 5 or 6 years means to him, it seemed a reasonable outcome for us as well.
Gene, when did you know that this could be home for you and this team could be?
When I gave that trade in the offseason, I know it was a really good opportunity to be, that be home for me, because Jerry know me for I was playing with the Angels, and, you know, he's know my ability. I mean, he trained me with a really good pitcher at that time, and he know my ability to play ball. You know, I go after I'm a job and to play baseball, and I think I just need to go out there and do my job, do what I do best, just play ball, and I know everything's gonna take care of it.
Gene Robinson has a contract as well for quite a while. How much did that help you to have, know that he's gonna be part of this team?
I mean, it's not only for me. It's not for a team, for the mining organization. Have a guy like him aboard, and I think any team want to have a guy like him. You know, he's not only to me, you know, he's care about every player here. It doesn't matter if you're Latin American, it doesn't matter where you're from. He always be able to help you, to give you some voice to play the game the right way. And like I said, I mean, I think just if a lot of players ask him for help, he will be able to give it, because that's that kind of person, yeah.
I'll tell you a quick, funny little story. The night that we acquired Gene from the Diamondbacks, so this is Thanksgiving Eve. As you guys are painfully aware, it was fairly late. It was even later than that in the Dominican Republic, as you might expect. And I called Gene. It sounded like I just woke him up. And I said, "Gene, it's Jerry DePoto." And he laughed out loud. He said, "Ha, I never thought I'd hear from you again." And
and I explained to him what just happened. He had heard from the Diamondbacks people. He seemed pretty happy. I then immediately sent a text message to Robinson, and I asked him what he thought of the new shortstop, and he sent me back 50 thumbs up emojis, like sprayed across a text message. So, you know, from the day that we acquired him, he's really fit here. I'm very happy for Gene and for his family that this is happening for them in their lives at this time, because very few players get the chance to go out and earn it the way Gene had to earn it. You know, he made an all-rookie, and then he struggled for a couple of years. When you battle that kind of adversity, what you do is you find out what you're made of. And I think Gene found out that he has that kind of that star quality fiber, because he's always had that kind of ability. From the day he signed a contract, he's had that kind of ability.
Gene, what's it like to have all your teammates in this room right now making this announcement? Because this doesn't happen very often, to have all these guys here at this moment for you.
I mean, just thank you guys to be, you know, support me. It's me a lot, you know, see those guys in front of me. Listen what I speak to the media guy, to everybody here in this room. It's I mean a lot, you know. You guys been awesome, you know. Guys been bouncing around, back to AAA, come here, you know, play hard. And you know, I got here a couple times. Morris step up, do a great job. You know, Gamo came here and do awesome job too. And be, you know, in this room for me right now, this is me a lot. I appreciate what this guy been doing to me.
Gene, how's the ankle right now? It's been about a week.
The ankle's doing really good right now. So I just have to take my time, and you know, I got my time with the trainer, but recently wise, it's pretty good.
See you later!